lessons from the Quran Kareem. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The 20th juz of the Quran Kareem, after Surah An-Naml, which speaks about Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam's mighty power, the gift that Almighty Allah had blessed him with. The next surah is called Suratul Qasas, in which Almighty Allah in detail mentions the beginning and the rise of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, how Almighty Allah protected him in the era, in the reign of the tyranny of Fir'aun. Mufassirin have written that this entire surah was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his journey from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara. It is known like a surah of tasalli, that at the time when someone will feel nothing is happening, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was looking at the Kaabatullah and he said, "O Kaaba, on the surface of the earth you are the most beloved house to me. Had it not been that my nation had forced me to leave the city of Makkah Mukarramah, I would never have left it. It was a very hard time to leave it, to be leaving Makkah Mukarramah. The weak Muslims were unable to make this journey. Those that had strength had already gone over to Medina Munawwara. But those that who could not, they were going to be left now in Makkah Mukarramah. They were also going to be crying. They were going to see that light which they had enjoyed in Makkah Mukarramah for 10 years. Although it was difficult years, but how they enjoyed it. They were going to now see that light going. Now the Kaaba was not going to have a person making tawaf around it. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam at that time came with the surah. In the surah, Allah tabarak ta'ala was going to show how Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what miracles happened. The crux of the surah is what comes on the last page of the surah. Inna alladhi farada alayka al-Qur'an لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَاد. That Allah who has sent down this Quran on you, that Allah, by the qasam of that Allah, Allah will return you to the place He has promised you. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was Makkah Mukarramah. When we speak about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is different from the seerah of every other Nabi. For every other Nabi, his seerah, his life comes to an end with his death. And thereafter it becomes now the time of the next Nabi. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his seerah is divided. One is the path from his birth till the time that wahi revelation came to him. That 40 years. And one is then that 23 years in which he lived on this world, in which he walked in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. Then with the coming of the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book of his seerah never ended. Now it was going to start into chapter 3, which ulama have written, whatever promise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made to the sahaba radiallahu anhum, and whatever promise was made for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the previous scriptures, that in his reign Islam will spread to the lands of Sham, to the lands of Persia, the light of Islam will hit in the entire world. All that were now going to happen on the hands of his khulafa, on the hands of the people of his ummah, the miracles that would come later on, which would be known as karamat, miracles on the hands of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would actually be the indirect manifestation of the mu'ajizat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Part 3 of his seerah continues till today. It will end with the coming of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how can that ummah ever be destroyed? I am at the beginning of it. Sayyiduna al-Mahdi is in the middle. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam will end it off. This is that entire seerah. It is a unique seerah from the beginning till the ending. It started unique, it will end unique. In Suratul Qasas, Almighty Allah will take Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the life of Musa alayhi salam. And in the mirror of that life would be the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of Islam. نَتْلُوا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ نَبَئِ مُوسَى وَفِرْعَوْنَ بِالْحَقِّ. We will mention to you the incident of Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. It will be beneficial, or we are mentioning it for that group who got Iman. Meaning you will not just look at it as an incident and say it was a once off thing, it will not happen again. For the people of Iman, they will understand. When Allah shows something happened, it means it will continue happening. Inna Fir'auna ala fil ard. The first that is mentioned is that Fir'aun was not someone small in the earth. He was a regime of error, of evil, a reign of tyranny. Inna Fir'auna ala fil ard. This word ulu means the highest levels of zulm, of oppression. Such a person who could do certain things that no one could raise his voice against him. So terrible he could do, yudhabbihu abna'ahum, for him to slaughter innocent children, to keep alive who he wanted. Girls were kept alive of the Bani Israel, so that they continue doing the work for the people. And the young children were killed. To be able to kill so many ma'soom children, you can understand the reign of tyranny that he enjoyed. No one could raise a voice against him. Innahu kana min al-mufsidin, the worst of fasad. Why did Fir'aun go about to start killing the children? Fir'aun, or someone around Fir'aun, had a dream, or they saw in the stars, there was some indication that the time for the toppling of your regime is very close. For him to be able to save it, he had to ensure that that boy on whose hands was the end of the reign of tyranny, that boy must not come in this world. Fir'aun was given certain signs, he will be born in a certain era, during the even years or the odd years, whatever it was. The easiest way to ensure that Musa alayhi salam does not come in the world is to make a law, any child which will be born in this year, at the beginning it was every child of the Bani Israel, then it was changed to every boy of the Bani Israel, will be killed, to ensure that Musa alayhi salam does not slip out of the hands. How many spies were bought off? In the Bani Israel, whichever woman was known as a woman who helps to give birth, that woman was ordered that if she does not give the news of a coming child, and it's found out later on a boy is born, she will be killed. Where she was not going to give the news? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother was so worried. She went to one friend of hers who she really trusted, but even that woman was bought off. She also said to the people, because she was scared of her life, she had to mention to them, so and so woman, she is also pregnant. When her day will come of delivery, then she was definitely going to inform them. In the books of Tafsir, they write that the soldiers were on the doorstep of Musa alayhi salam's house. They waited for that woman to go out. Almighty Allah brought them so close to grabbing Musa alayhi salam. In the books of Tafsir, they write when they entered the house, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother, hearing them at the door, put Musa alayhi salam in the hand of his sister, where the sister was going to look after him. The sister, Jibreel alayhi salam, took Musa alayhi salam from her hand and put Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in what we will call like the stove in the furnace. That's when the soldiers walked in. They looked in the house, they asked the wife, the mother of Musa alayhi salam, why did that woman leave the house? She did not know how to answer them. Why did that woman? They knew already, but they could not hear a child crying. They looked around, they were amazed, they walked out. That's when Musa alayhi salam's mother looked at the sister looked at the mother, then they heard the child crying from what we will call the fire. Mufassirin write, the miracle of Ibrahim alayhi salam started in the beginning of Musa alayhi salam's life. Musa alayhi salam, now in the hand of his mother, وَأُوحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرُضِعِي. We sent wahi to the mother of Musa alayhi salam to not have any worry. You continue breastfeeding him with ease, no one is coming. But she lived under so much of fear. Every day there was a fear of being spied out. When the time for the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, Fir'aun knew in a certain amount of years is the birth of Musa alayhi salam. He went out of his way to kill every child that was being born. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Almighty Allah wasn't going to show in a couple of years he will be born. It was the night of the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every king of evil, the Persian king, the Roman king, the Abyssinian king, in dreams they saw it, in the stars they saw it, the night of the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was shown so clearly to them. But Almighty Allah, as He turned evil away from Musa alayhi salam, He was going to turn evil away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Persian king the next day would ask, that someone has been born in the land of, he even knew the land, in the land of the Arabs, someone who does the action of circumcision, he would call his people and say, tell me who circumcises at this time. Allah Tabarakallah, how he turned it away. The answer that was given to him is the only people who circumcise are the Jews. One mistake they made in the answer. And they even said to the king, and we have no fear for the Jews. Even then he was not happy. He said, you will go to those lands. Whatever child you find at this moment, go look at the Jewish families and just kill all those children. One sentence was put off that also the Arabs circumcised. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's da'wah was going to spread, when the beginning letters were going to be sent to the kings, one letter reached the king of Persia. As the letter came in his hand, one shiver went through his body, and he asked the person next to him, do the Arabs also circumcise? And then he realized, yes, they also circumcised, it was too late. In a similar manner in the world that we live in today, the world of tyranny, it is impossible that they also do not know how we know, and how we wait for they are scared of. As Firaun was scared of the coming of Musa alayhi salam, they are also scared of the coming of a child on whose hand their reign of error will come to an end. What we know as Sayyiduna al-Mahdi. As Firaun made a great effort that he must not be born. As the Persians would not have wanted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be born, they also do not want the Mahdi to be born, the Mahdi to grow up. How much effort is being made in the world today to recognize every face, to understand every person of Medina Munawwara. Not a person must live in Medina Munawwara who is not under them, whose name is not in front of them, whose movement is not in front of them. Amazing Almighty Allah said to the mother of Musa alayhi salam, continue breastfeeding him, nothing will happen. But if you get overcome with fear, then put him in the waters. فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ, meaning that indirectly we will look after him on your hands. But if you are too worried, then hand him over to the waters, directly we will look after him. فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلُ فِرَوْنَ, Musa alayhi salam, as he moved through the waters, Almighty Allah made it such, had Allah wanted, Musa alayhi salam could be taken to some island and brought back many years later. The system of Almighty Allah, he was going to deliver Musa alayhi salam in the hand of the enemy himself. Luqta, the people of Firaun were sitting at the shore. Some need brought them there. Looking in the waters, that's when the box would pass. Firaun and his people would say, what is that? Almighty Allah would make their eye fall on it. Nothing was going to be missed. Inna Firaun wa Haman wa junudahuma kanu khati'in. Almighty Allah says, Firaun, Haman means Haman, meant the intelligence of Firaun, his main minister of intelligence. Their armies and how big their armies were, every one of them missed the spot. كَانُوا خَاطِئِينَ. When Almighty Allah wants something to happen, nothing will stop it. The mother of Firaun was so worried, the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, she would send her daughter, go and see what has happened to my child. Musa alayhi salam is already in the palace of Firaun. وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. Every child will drink milk when he's hungry. For Musa alayhi salam, he could not drink. He would just cry and cry. He made the entire palace from day one. Almighty Allah at the beginning said, when they lifted up Fir'aun, لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًا وَحَزَنًا. The result was that their enemy was now going to be living amongst them. He was going to become a source of grief for them from the beginning. From the beginning, the books of Tariq show, Fir'aun knew it was Musa alayhi salam. He always said, this is the boy who is going to destroy me one day. From the beginning, whenever he looked at Musa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam would do certain things in the lap of Firaun. Sometimes he would pull at his hair. Sometimes he would give him a slap in the face. Every time Firaun would become angry, wants to harm him again, Almighty Allah would just make it grief upon grief. وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ. As Musa alayhi salam entered the palace of Firaun, already he put everyone in parishani. He was not drinking. Everyone was worried. The queen was, she could not sleep, restless. The sister of Musa alayhi salam comes, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ. Do you want me to show you a household that will look after this child? You cannot look after him with the money of the king. I will bring a simple woman. فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. Almighty Allah says, and we returned him to his mother. كَيْتَقَرَّعِينُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنْ. So that she may relax, she may be happy, she may have no worry. وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. And that so she may know that the promise of Almighty Allah indeed is the truth. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The problem is majority of man does not understand this. The promise that Allah Tabaraka had made to the mother of Musa alayhi salam was fulfilled in what a manner. as Musa alayhi salam goes back to his house, now he is not going back only to the mother, but he is going back without any fear. Now no one will lay a finger on Musa alayhi salam. Fir'aun would say to the mother, to this woman, that for every drop of milk that you will be giving the child, for every day he will drink, the mother is feeding her child, but now she was going to get money from the court of Fir'aun. Who knows if there's an indication in the seer that the very Mahdi, who the enemy do not want to see coming up in this world, perhaps he will grow up under their very noses. Perhaps he will grow up right in front of them, but they will miss him. كَانُوا خَاطِئِينَ. What they were looking for, they just won't hit it. Whatever it is, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would grow up as a prince in the court of Fir'aun, and then the time would come that he would now have to leave the house, leave the land of Egypt. This was where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now has to leave the land of Makkah Mukarramah. For Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, an incident happened. Mistakenly he killed one of theirs, the Qibti, and grabbed with fear. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a man comes to say to him, وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى. They have already called up a parliament. A decision has been made. Conspiracy has been made. يَأْتَمِرُونَ بِكَ. They are not even going to call you in the court. They are not even going to listen to your, what happened. You will not be able to explain to them it was a mistake. They have already decided that they will use this crime of yours, لِيَقْتُلُوكَ, to now get rid of you. فَخْرُجْ, rather go out from here. إِنِّي لَكَ مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to get the surah to say that you will now have to leave. As he left Makkah Mukarramah, he was walking in the footsteps of Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. From Makkah to Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alone. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was sent with him as a safar companion. There was no army protecting them. Musa alayhi salam, when he made this journey from Egypt till the land of Madian, he had to pass so many checkpoints of the Pharaoh. So many checkpoints. But as Allah tabarak ta'ala made it, that he went past every checkpoint and they could not pick him up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hijrat from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, he was going to pass the enemy on so many occasions, but how they could not touch Musa alayhi salam, they would not touch Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarakallah's promise from the beginning till the ending has always been the truth. Similarly will be the end of Islam. When the Mahdi will rise, there will be so many times before he finally shows himself. And even after, where they could have got a hand on him, they could have got rid of him, he would have to pass so many checkpoints, but as they could not pick up for Musa alayhi salam, they could not find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although there were so many signs and traces, Allah tabarakallah's system in Islam, when Allah wants something to happen, no one will manage to finish, stop it. When Musa alayhi salam reaches Madian, one thing he got to worry about, where will I eat? Where will I rest? Who will be with me? There is no family in this year. Immediately Allah tabarakallah makes arrangements. He makes a dua at that time, finding nothing around him. لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. Oh Allah, whatever good you will send to me, I am really in need of your help. Suddenly the two girls that he helped to remove water for them, the father sends the one girl to go and say to him, come to us. When Musa alayhi salam comes to the house, وَيْقَصَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَصَصِ, and he mentions what happened in Egypt, the father of the girl says, لَا تَخَفْ, have no fear. Musa alayhi salam, where he thought there's no house, he was going to find a house. He was going to find a spouse. He was going to find a loving father-in-law. He was going to find everything which he never thought. In that there was an indication to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on your journey to Medina Munawwara, as you will reach there, you will find a house. You will find a family. You will find the best of people. How the father-in-law gave Musa alayhi salam his full time, the people of Medina Munawwara were the Ansar. They opened up their hearts. They opened up their houses. Amazing the indications of Quran. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in this house is told that I want you to marry my daughter, and after that the mihr for her will be ala an ta'jurani thamaniya hijaj. You will have to stay here in the lands of Madian for 8 years. 8 years is compulsory, you cannot go out. Fa in atmamta ashran fa min indik. And if you complete 10 years, the last 2 years will not be compulsory, but it will be a favor from your side. Musa alayhi salam would spend 10 years in Madian, and thereafter, when he would leave Madian for the lands of Egypt, would be the beginning of his era of Nubuwah. What an indication was found in Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would reach Medina Munawwara. For the first 8 years, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stay in Madinah Munawwara. It was on the 8th year of the Hijri that the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah was going to take place. As though 8 years were compulsory, you will have to stay here. On the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, the people of Madinah Munawwara were worried. They were sad. They thought that now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not coming back to Madinah Munawwara with us. Now there was no need. Now they were back in the lands of Makkah Mukarramah. فَإِنْ أَتْمَمْتَ عَشْرًا فَمِنْ عِنْدِكَ. The last 2 years was not necessary. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu of Madinah Munawwara, let others take the money, let others take the wealth. You all will return to Madinah Munawwara with the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 10 years, 8 years compulsory in Madinah Munawwara. 2 years was optional. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fulfilled it. That extra 2 years, he stayed with the people of Madinah Munawwara. Then that was going to be his demise. But with his demise, it was not the end of his seerat. It was only the beginning. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, after 10 years, is now leaving Madian. On the way, he will see that it's very cold. He gets lost on the night. Very cold. And he is looking for fire. At the time when you're looking for fire, when you find now things are difficult, that's when he was going to find the light of Iman. He was in darkness looking for light. The light of Iman he was going to find. He was in cold. He was looking for heat. The heat of Deen he was going to find. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, at that time Sahaba radiallahu anhu says, like a darkness spread over Madinah Munawwara. That time the enemy got great hope. Now it's the end of Islam. The attack started from all sides. It was an era of open apostasy, irtidad. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stood up, no one ever thought, but that was the beginning. The fire of Musa alayhi salam really was going to spread. On the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fire of Islam was going to spread then in the entire world. Persia was going to come down, Rome was going to come down, Abyssinia was going to come, Egypt was going to come, and from that day it has never stopped spreading. Going through and through, Allah Tabarakallah's promise has always been the truth. We will also see the emergence again. We have reached an era where many people look around and see darkness, and they see the darkness spreading in manners that we never believed in the past. This is the time where someone will say, I don't think now there is hope. This ummah has seen many times like that in the past. The beginning of every era of a mujaddid was the era where people looked around and saw nothing but darkness. That is when the light starts. It's at the time of the peak of darkness that subah, the dawn breaks. Allah Tabarakallah's promise has always been the truth. Inna alladhi farada alayka al-Quran. The promise was made to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah who has sent the Quran to you, he will return you to the place he has promised. That place, one was Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered it as a conqueror. One was your deen will spread in the entire world, it spread. We have reached the time after the Khilafat fell. Many people thought this is the end. إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنِ. It was never the end. We have reached a period perhaps where darkness is becoming very thick. For the people of Iman, how the surah started. For the people of Iman, this surah is. Whenever they see the peak of darkness, in the peak of darkness they see the beginning of a new revolution. When light has to spread, darkness reaches its peak. That Allah who sent the Quran, he will indeed return you, meaning the deen of Islam, ila ma'ad, to the place he has promised. In the world today, if someone has to say, it's all going to happen in Makkah Mukarramah, looking at the normal system of the world, somebody else will say, that I don't think anything can happen in Makkah Mukarramah. That is where the most effort of the enemy are, to make sure nothing will happen there. Allah Tabarakala has made it. When the bi'at allegiance will take place on the hand of the Mahdi, it will take place right in front of the Kaaba. At the place where the greatest surveillance will be made, right in front, right by the Hajar-e-Aswad, Almighty Allah's system is unique, that Allah who sent the Quran, Allah will continue fulfilling this ummah, for this ummah His promise. We wait for every promise of Almighty Allah. It is with yaqeen, it is with iman, that we see conditions around us, but despondency never ever comes over our heart. As Almighty Allah always looked after Iman and Islam, Almighty Allah will never stop looking after Iman and Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.